this week's letter comes from Little Veronica. Little Veronica writes,
"You've got mail.
Dear George G., would you rather have restless leg syndrome or alien hand syndrome?"
Amazing.
What a time to be alive. Would I rather have restless leg syndrome or alien hand syndrome? What a brilliant would you rather. Alien hand syndrome. Have you ever heard of that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That is a new one for me. I have heard of restless leg syndrome, and I can remember, well, I don't know if that's honest or not. I don't know if that's true. I don't know that I remember the first time hearing the term, those three words put together, restless leg syndrome, but I remember thinking, no effing way. It can't be a real thing. Me twitching my leg and bouncing my leg, they've actually put that, they've actually created some kind of a condition to explain that. Wow.
Amazing.
Again, what a time to be alive. But that was some time ago, and you know what I think when I hear it today? Still, no effing way. There's no way that that's still a real thing. But I'm here to lament about restless leg syndrome, even though I kind of am. But to answer your question, little Monica, or was it Veronica? Little Veronica, to answer your question, I'd rather have restless leg syndrome than alien hand syndrome. You'll have to look up what alien hand syndrome is. But fundamentally, I don't mind if my leg is bouncing, but if I'm not able to use my hands, that is a trickier thing. Before I move on, I'd like to linger on this for just one moment longer. These things, these restless leg syndromes and alien hand syndromes, are amazing terms. Here's some other amazing terms that come to mind when I think about restless leg syndrome. Microaggressions. That's a good one. Trigger warnings. Also pretty solid. Here's another. Safe spaces. Ready for the biggest one that I find most interesting? You ready? Ready? Equity. Such great, great terms. And they're all made up. They're all made up, manufactured terms. They're not real. What? No. They're absolutely made up. Yeah, they are. These are manufactured by people who want to sell you the solution to their made up problem. They're made up by grifters. Shots fired. Remember that story when you were a kid? The Emperor's New Clothes? It's essentially that. A couple people concoct a money making scheme so preposterous that 99% of people just go along with it.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Thank God for the 1%. Thank God for the 1% that say, wait a minute. What's going on here? In this story, Emperor's New Clothes, it's the little kid. He's the 1%. Maybe it was just she. I forget. But she's the one that calls out the emperor as he's not wearing any clothes. He has no clothes. Because it's plain as day. Emperor's walking around naked in the super fancy clothes that only sophisticated people can see. You see what we're doing here? So if you're spending a bunch of time thinking about any of those things that I just mentioned, if that occupies your time, if that occupies your attention, or any of the other 1,000 similar type things, you've been taken.
Now, the next part is very important. They're going to take you.
They got you. Earlier today, I asked our robot overlords what it's called when people relentlessly focus on shit beyond their control, when their fucking houses are on fire. What is that called? When my house is burning down around me, but I'm unconcerned by that. I'm unconcerned by these blatant, clear problems. and focused on microaggressions and equity and you name it. You get it. What's that called? The robot said, the tendency to focus on other people's problems instead of one's own is often referred to as vicarious living or vicarious problem solving. It involves a person being overly concerned or preoccupied with the issues, challenges, or situations, sometimes to the extent of neglecting their own needs or problems. This behavior may stem from a variety of reasons, such as a desire to avoid personal issues, seek distraction, or fulfill a sense of purpose by helping others. That's very noble. I thank you for that. So I ask, can you tell me more about this vicarious living or vicarious problem solving? And my robot overlord was happy to do so. They said that it involves individuals becoming overly focused on the problems and experiences of others instead of addressing their own concerns. Actual definition of vicarious living is the tendency of individuals to immerse themselves in the lives, experiences, and challenges of others, often to the point of neglecting their own needs and personal growth. They're motivated by avoidance. We're motivated by distraction. We're motivated by comparison. It's the same thing. This vicarious problem solving, it's just, it's over-involvement. It's lack of boundaries. We project. We're projecting on others. Of course, that's what we're doing. It's obvious. It's plain as day. I should be focused on stuff that matters to me, but I'm focused on a bunch of other bullshit that doesn't matter at all. How very, very human of us. And I do it too. I'm not up here all holier than thou, saying, you're dumb, I'm smart, I do this too. It's important to note that while empathy and support for others are positive, these are good, but focusing too much on others is bad. Thanks, robot overlords.
Have I done a good job? Have I done a good job?
Here's the thing. If you're spending time worrying about other things or other people's things, that just means you're not spending time on things that actually matter to you. Begs the question, do you know what actually matters to you? Just the other day, I heard Dave Ramsey, Uncle Dave, say that 78% of us are living paycheck to paycheck. I'm exhausted by this. I'm exhausted by the ever-changing statistics. Most of us live paycheck to paycheck, which means we're essentially broke. What that really means is that we've got bigger fish to fry than whatever it is that we are giving our attention to. Here's something that's always been true and most certainly remains true. Hierarchies exist. And on hierarchies, higher order things are of higher value. Lower order things are of, wait for it, lower value. So based on that effing reality, we should give our MVRs our most valuable resources, which are time, attention, energy, and money. We should allocate those to the highest order things and not to lower order things. Highest order equals highest value. Lowest order equals lowest value. We need that. We need to understand that because every time you say yes to one thing, you know what happens? You say no to everything else. Unless you are some kind of a futuristic robot, or you've received Elon Musk's Neuralink, or you've just opted in and had ChatGPT or whatever else installed in your brain, our most valuable resources, our time, attention, energy, and money are finite. I don't have an inexhaustible amount of attention. I only have the same amount of time that you do. And unless you're Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or whoever else, you have a finite amount of money. And we must make good decisions about how we allocate those things. And we're not doing that. We're just not doing it. It's not happening. What are you giving yours to? How are you doing with this? I know it's not easy. Requires a lot of work. We need to figure out what ours are. I need to figure out what's at the top, what's at the bottom. I need to figure out what I'm going to spend my money on, what I'm not going to, and the others. Are you freely handing your attention to other people because they're telling you it's where you should put it? I'm focused on this because I want to signal how virtuous I am. Is that what we're doing? Yeah. I'm going to fly this flag because that's what good people do. I'm going to post this square on my social media because that's what good people do. That's what righteous good people on the right side of history are doing. Okay. All right. I don't know. Maybe. Here's how it should go from my perspective. Number one, we must tend to our physical health. Our physical, making sure that my body is as strong as it possibly can be. How are we doing in that area? Wah, wah, wah. You think that a lot of us are living paycheck to paycheck? Woo, buddy, we're getting smoked. Smoked. Number one, physical health. Take care of your body, for God's sakes. Number two, your financial health. You got to have your money in order. Otherwise, you're getting crushed, which is the whole point of this. 78% living paycheck, paycheck means you're broke. Means you're inches away from financial disaster if you're not already there. Bummer. Sucks. Been there. Number three, your relationships. You married? You have a good relationship with your folks, with your parents? I don't know. Got kids? How's your relationship with them? How are they doing? Are you able to support them? Because here's the thing about the first two is when you're physically strong and financially strong, that's going to make you more available to be an advocate and a champion for those that you care about and who rely on you. If you're sick, fat, tired, broke, you're not any good to anybody. Harsh, but true. It's true. So that's a good starting point. Now, if you're a religious person, you have a spiritual practice, maybe you can put your relationship with God. It's interchangeable. Wherever you want. You decide. That's the whole point of this. I'm going to tell you what I think, but I want you to think about what you think. I'm not interested in putting my values on you. I'm interested in you putting your values on you because they're your values. Not because you saw somebody doing something on social media or because somebody on television told you what was important or whatever. Most of it's BS. Most of it is BS. It's got nothing to do with you. Tell you what, though. Once you get everything else squared away, get those things squared away, then you can move on to microaggressions. Go tackle those. Stop letting others dictate to you what matters. You need to determine what matters in your life. Then focus your resources on making those things as strong as you can. Oh, and again, when 78% of us are broke, living paycheck to paycheck, it's just not happening. When the majority of us are obese, it's not happening. Remember that song? Tesla's song, Signs? It's awesome. Awesome song. Signs says, long-haired freaking people need not apply. Then it goes on to say, do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs? Yeah. Everybody's always telling you what to do. Do this, don't do that. Did you read the sign? You're supposed to be doing this. Fall in line. No. So, the song ends like this. It says, so I got me a pen and a paper, and I made up my own little sign. It said, thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine. You decide what matters. Then start focusing on what matters. There's a super cheesy internet meme going around saying, disappear for 6 months, 12 months, come back, unrecognizable, become unrecognizable. Super cheesy, but it's solid advice. It's saying, put your blinders on. Get off of stupid social media, whatever else. Focus on you. Square yourself away. Get your shit together. Stop worrying or thinking about what grifters want you to think about and worry about. Life is way too short. Your priorities are too important. You're too important. It's all right here for you. We're living in the greatest time and the greatest place it's ever been. That's reality. Yet we're wasting it. We're squandering it. We're broke. We're overweight. Because we're paying attention to people we shouldn't be paying attention to. You decide what's most important to you. Friendly reminder, never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. Act accordingly. Thanks, Lil Veronica, for the letter. Appreciate it.